It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and thanks for joining us. We appear here on Yaquinta Bay Communications every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We talk about news events, and we talk to people all related to Lincoln County government. On the program today, we have Assistant Director of our Juvenile Department, Mike Hart. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
It's great to have him on the program today. You'll be learning more about what we do when it comes to the youth of Lincoln County or the children of Lincoln County. Mike and I were just talking about that, and we'll kind of maybe explain that to you later about the difference in definition. I want to draw your attention to what's new and latest news. This is on Lincoln County's homepage, and there are some dates coming up that you might find interesting. One is a county surplus sale. It's this Saturday at the main exhibit hall fairgrounds. That's 8 until 4 p.m. There should be some unique items there. County surplus sale. Another thing and a deadline that's coming up this Friday is for applications to those that are interested on being a part of the Inner Community Health Network, Community Care Organization. We've got a lot of acronyms there. This is a 19-member advisory council as this community care organization evolves, and you are encouraged to submit an application if you're interested in those health care issues. They're looking for members for that. Also coming up on the 27th is the annual sheriff's auction. Now, this is put on by the Property Management Department, but traditionally it's been called the annual sheriff's auction. And those are properties for sale, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is going to be in the Board of Commissioners meeting room at the Lincoln County Courthouse. That list is there. There's pictures. There's prices. A complete list is available to you online. So please, if you are going to be attending, get prepared in advance. There are some details there you'll want to know about before you head in and begin to make some bids at that property sale. So information for you from Lincoln County's homepage. Well, without further ado, let's welcome Mike Hart. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So what do you think about all this radio show business?
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? We've got these microphones in here, and I'm glad to have you come, and you're enlightening me already this morning, because, and I like to kind of ask that question, Mike. You know, if you're at the holiday party, what do you think the biggest misconception of the juvenile department is, and what do people think you do and versus what you really do?
I don't know what people always think we do. I know the people that come to us tend to have the belief that we're going to fix whatever's wrong, mm-hmm. whatever the problem may be, and that's certainly something we're not going to do. We can't. The person can, the child can, the family can, and we're there to provide the assistance, the guidance, the direction, supervision if necessary, interventions to hopefully assist them to get to that point that the issues that they're having, whatever difficulties they're experiencing, will be resolved.
The history that you've had with Lincoln County, really you've seen a lot of the changes. And are we 36 years, really?
36 years plus, yes.
Serving Lincoln County. That's incredible, Mike. And, I mean, no one's probably more qualified to talk about the kinds of things and the kinds of evolutions that happen with juvenile than you. And you had said that prior to coming to Lincoln County, you were in Eastern Oregon.
That's correct.
So you were pretty new into the juvenile system, or I mean, was it a similar type of position you did there?
I'd been in Eastern Oregon at the Union County Juvenile Department as an intern student, and then a part-time employee for about a year. And the funding for those activities ran out. I was looking for a job. This one was here.
And here you've been.
And here I am.
Great. Well, good to have you on the show. Mike, maybe if you could speak just in general terms, what have you seen? What has changed with the kids? You know, like you said, you know, the kids themselves are going to have to choose to change. I mean, that's really part of the story. And how are kids different from 36 years ago today? Are kids the same? The youth? Are they the same?
I don't think they're all that different, really. There's certainly been changes in society that impact them, their families. But I think when you get right down to it, just one-on-one with an individual child, I'm not so sure they're really that much different than they were when I was a child, for that matter.
And when we speak of juveniles, we're really, just to be, you know, specific, we're talking about, I mean, what's the youngest kids that you see?
Primarily the age range we deal with is as young as sometimes 10 mm-hmm. through 18. The juvenile court can retain jurisdiction on a child till they're 25 in some cases. But, you know, if you averaged it out, we're dealing with 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds.
Yeah, and do you
for
get,
the most part.
Is that where you get a spike? I mean, if you looked at the bell-shaped curve on it, that's generally where they tend to fall.
15, 16, yeah.
Around 15, 16?
Yeah.
Well, we're talking to Mike Hart. He's the assistant director of our juvenile department. You're listening to Lincoln County Connections. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Knock, knock. Who is it? It's Captain Ted from Barrelhead.
You know, Captain, this summer's coming to an end, but what a beaut it's been.
Well, you're right, Beefy, but I still think there's plenty of time to finish those last-minute projects.
Man, Captain, you seem to always have the right answers, the right materials, and the right prices.
Well, that's right, Beefy. We're here to help you with any project, big or small. We do it all.
You know, Captain, that's why I'm proud to be part of the crew here at Barrelhead Building Supply. We're at 3551 Southeast Ferry Slip Road, South Beach.
Barrelhead Building Supply, again voted best of the best hardware and best building supply store in Lincoln County. Captain Ted and Beefy and the gang take pride in making sure you have everything you need for fall. Barrelhead Building Supply, 541-867-7681.
So bring the fam, the crew, or both on over the bridge and we'll help you
get her done.
Oh, and don't forget, the popcorn's a-poppin'!
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
The Oregon Coast Aquarium in Newport invites you to the Jellyfish Jubilee, a celebration of food and wine. Immerse yourself in exceptional Northwest cuisine, wines, live music, and a creme de la creme chef's competition. A benefit for the animals and education programs, the aquarium will come alive in a celebration of food and wine. Tickets are available online at aquarium.org for the Jellyfish Jubilee, Saturday, September 22nd at the Oregon Coast Aquarium in Newport.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Thanks for joining the program. I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. We are talking to Mike Hart. He is Assistant Director of Juvenile Department. And I do want to remind you that you can listen to this program at a later date if you choose so. Quinnipiac Communications provides a great service where they put these programs online as MP3s. We call them podcasts. You can download those to your iPods, or you can listen to them on the computer at a later date. And also, we archive those as well at Lincoln County's website, so you can see them all there at once, too, as Lincoln County Connections. So we appreciate that from Quinnipiac Communications. Back to our interview with Mike Hart. Mike, juvenile has a detention and a shelter components. Can you explain the difference between those two?
Yes, shelter is essentially non-secure holding. There's no locks. If a person really wanted to leave, they can leave, which is not a good choice. We try to promote good choices for people who are in shelter. The kids that end up in shelter, for whatever reason, can't be where they are supposed to be at the time. And that runs the array from criminal offenses to kids that have run away from other counties or states mm-hmm. and end up in custody here. The one thing they all have in common is that they are in custody for some reason.
Right.
whether it's protective custody or for committing some act. Detention, on the other hand, is secure holding. That is jail for children in Lincoln County. And to be detained, you need to have committed an act which would be considered a crime if committed by an adult. And usually something pretty serious. Something that's caused physical injury to someone else, may involve weapons, more serious felony offenders, repeat offenders,
yeah.
Things like that. Just because a kid's been arrested for shoplifting, for instance, they don't necessarily aren't going to get detained. And we can't detain a child for anything that an adult couldn't be placed in jail for either.
I thought it was interesting that you mentioned looking historically at juvenile services. There was a time when there was no DHS services. I mean, you guys were it.
You'd have to go back quite a ways, but yeah. Yeah.
What was that like
as far
then?
As around,
I mean,
around the clock?
You made those calls, the types of calls that people associate with, for example, like, an abusive call. You would make those calls.
We would get those calls from usually the law enforcement agencies. And starting in the late 70s, early 80s, that pretty well did not become our regular function anymore.
Yeah.
We've always had someone available after hours, 24 hours a day, and that's just, particularly back then, that's just part of what you did. If it came up after 5, then and it was your day, then you took care of it.
You made the call. But now you are the shelter for those individuals, though. I mean, that's one thing that hasn't changed.
We do provide shelter, yes, for individuals like that, and really have since the shelter was put in operation in 1979.
We simply wouldn't have places for the kids or the youth otherwise.
It makes it a lot easier, particularly in crisis situations. And a lot of the placements we get in shelter are crisis placements. They're not necessarily planned.
Yeah.
It's because, again, something has happened, and there's a child that needs a place to be.
So the shelter is essentially running 24/7, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Thinking about the challenges that you face when you look at providing your services, I mean, what have been some of the difficulties lately as far as looking at the shortcomings in funding? How has that pressed you guys?
Well, we have taken a staff reduction, as I think most county departments have over the last several years. We're trying to do as much as we can with less, of course.
Yeah.
And that's probably not going to be changing for some time. We've been fortunate in a couple of aspects in that some of the revenue we do generate from state sources, even though they've gone down, we historically have used those revenues to purchase services for children and families, as opposed to hiring and funding a position with it.
Right.
And that's helped lessen the impact, I think, for us some ways, in that we don't have near the money we used to have, but we still have the ability to prioritize and obtain some services. More services, I guess, a broader variety of services than if we just invested that funding into one specific thing, which, frankly, if we had, would probably be gone now.
Right. Well, we're talking to Mike Hart. He is the assistant director of our juvenile department here at Lincoln County. You are listening to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's public information officer. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this break.
You must get everything off the garage floor before it turns to must. How many items were spoiled because they got damp, soaked, boxes shredded? Get the shelving you need on sale now at Mills Ace Hardware and get your stuff off the floor. It's the Red Hot September Buy at Mills Ace Hardware. Ventilated plastic shelving units, your choice at $34.99. Tough, durable, long-lasting. On sale now at Mills Ace Hardware's two stores in Lincoln City. You must get them.
Get in the zone!
Make sure your car's battery can beat the heat this summer. Stop by AutoZone, your battery headquarters. And not just for car batteries. AutoZone has batteries for your RV, boat, motorcycle, and lawnmower. Plus, if you have an old battery lying around, bring it in for recycling and get a $5 merchandise card. See store for restrictions and details. Keep everything going strong this summer. Visit AutoZone today, your battery headquarters. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
An ounce of prevention, 5 quarts of oil, another year on the road. However you measure car care, get more at Midas. For just $19.99, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All just $19.99. A small price to help keep your car running longer. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We have Mike Hart. He's the assistant director of our juvenile department here with us today, and we're learning a lot about what happens over at our detention and in our shelter facilities here at Lincoln County. Mike, maybe we can break into some of the community service aspects of what you do, because certainly the youth, and we know that specifically that's kind of not really the correct terminology when you think about it. Can you just explain that briefly?
Well, in the juvenile code, a youth is defined as a person under 18 who has been charged with a crime. And certainly in our office, we deal with youth primarily.
The public would tend to see youth as just those under the age of 18, you know.
Yeah, young people. So, not all youth are youth.
Right. And we don't want to call them kids, too, but, you know, we're talking about kids.
We're talking about kids. We're talking about children, our community's children. And, our primary goal is to provide community protection. We deal mostly with the youth that have committed a crime or become involved in some sort of illegal act. We want to hold them accountable for that through restitution, through community service, on top of whatever other services they may need. But the goal really is to provide the services, the competency developments they need to prevent them from getting further into the system or getting into any more trouble. And that's pretty much an individual approach with each child and each circumstance.
As we evolve, into adults, I mean, it really seems to me like the community services, when I see you do these presentations, that these are providing good tools for them for good modeling, for good behavior, and even though maybe that's not the primary thing, it does seem to be an indirect positive result you guys produce.
Our community service program is very valuable to us. The projects the kids participate in are a lot of times are things they can look back at 5 years later and go, hey, I was part of building that trail.
Yeah.
I helped do this. When I did community service, we, cleaned up that beach.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, it gives them a positive experience and a chance to repay the community.
A lot of your kids work in the forests cleaning up a lot of these dumps, and we're talking a lot of material out there. I mean, you keep them really busy, don't you?
We keep them as busy as we can.
Do you see that funding is continuing, those partnerships is continuing?
They're looking good at this time so far. We have contracts with the Forest Service throughout the year, with the Oregon Department of Transportation for litter, mm-hmm, crew. Those are our main revenue-generating programs for the community service. You know, community service is one of the areas we did have to cut some. It's no longer full time. It's operating at about three quarters time, and I'm hopeful sometime we can get that back and back to full time status and hopefully expand it.
Talking about your staff, obviously, you guys wear many hats. Very able to shift into different roles. Tell me about your staff and the kind of good work and good people you have over there.
I think we have a tremendous staff. We have a pretty old staff, actually. A lot of people, have been there 15, 20, 25 years. There's several of us that have been there 30. It's just evolved into a really great place to work. I think most of them are really enjoy working with the kids, with the families, and you know, if they didn't, they probably wouldn't be there.
You know, you had said that you've seen other facilities, you've worked at other facilities, but what we have is a model that's sort of evolved to suit our community. And is that true for most communities, or is Lincoln County just really have some unique features?
I think we've evolved to, that's what we've tried to do, is to evolve over the years to meet the needs of the community, the needs of the kids and the families. That's essentially why the shelter was started initially. There just was nothing. And that was deemed to be a high priority. Detention followed that when it became essentially cost prohibitive to transport them out of county anymore. Prior to the detention facility being opened here in 1990, we held children in Marion County at their detention facility, which mm-hmm. was a lot of travel time, a lot of cost associated with that. Took them out of the communities, away from their families. This allowed us to be in closer contact. Prior to that, it was a cell in the county, old county jail, on the third floor of the courthouse, which was not great.
And it's evolved into sort of Plan C, as you call it, which are our facilities today.
Correct.
Yeah, great. Mike, any final thoughts as we kind of put a wrap on the show today?
Oh, not that I can think of. I'd just like to, I guess, thank my staff. This isn't something you do by yourself, that's for sure. I've been real fortunate to be able to work with a number of good people over the years, the county commissioners, judges, district attorneys, my former director, Alan Peterson, current director, Susie Gonzalez. I've just enjoyed my time here.
Great. Making it work. Well, thank you, Mike Hart. If you've been listening to us today, we've been talking to the assistant director of our juvenile department. And some of the information, and in fact, actually a very great amount of detailed information about the juvenile department is available online, like the annual reports. And you know, you're really going to see a lot more statistics, for example, in the annual report. But at the website, they'll have general overviews about the services that are available and the work that's being done. So thanks for coming on the program, Mike.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening. Remember, we'll be here same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.